You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we're good at finding hobbies, but not as sticking to them. In fact, the average Brit currently has three hobbies on the go with a short average shelf life before falling by the wayside. Now, this is according to new research from the British Heart Foundation, who have a suggestion for us. I'm joined now by Emma Day from the British Heart Foundation. Hi, Emma.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Ah, you're welcome. And the average Brit doesn't seem to be very good at sticking to hobbies by the looks of this, then.
No, we found actually from our survey that a hobby has a shelf life of only just 16 months on average. This is despite spending hundreds and hundreds of pounds on all of the equipment to go with it. And yet people aren't sticking to their hobbies.
And did you have any hobbies yourself?
I am trying to get into lots of more fitness hobbies, but we've definitely all found that by setting a goal, you're much more likely to stick to your hobbies, which is why we're encouraging everybody to sign up to one of our British Heart Foundation bike rides, and in particular, the London to Brighton bike ride, which is our flagship event.
Right. Well, I was actually going to mention that because I remember a couple of years ago when we had all the success in the UK with the cycling, there was a big craze. Now, I was a cyclist myself at the time, and the amount of people that got bikes at that time, it was phenomenal. But again, when you start to talk to people a little bit later, the bikes have been put away for all various reasons, and there's a lot of money outlaid in that.
Oh, definitely. The average person we found is spending over £300 on cycling and cycling equipment. And yet a typical UK adult hasn't cycled for over 7 years, which we think is just a massive shame. So we would really encourage everybody to sign up to one of our BHF bike rides, and particular our London to Brighton bike ride.
All right. Tell us a bit more about them, then the events.
So we have 16 bike rides across the UK. Our London to Brighton bike ride is on the 16th of June, and it goes all the way from Clapham Common in London down to Brighton Seafront, and you finish at our brilliant event village on the beach. And it's a fantastic day out, loads of cheering supporters, and it's all to fund our life-saving research.
And I suppose if you set yourself a goal, you've got time to sort of train up for it as well, haven't you, and keep it in focus.
Exactly. We have loads of beginner riders take part, but if you sign up in advance, you have those months to train, and it's really the motivation to keep going, knowing that you're doing something for a really brilliant cause.
Now, obviously, a lot of our listeners are either partially sighted or they don't have sight, and sometimes, you know, people automatically think, well, you can't take part in this. But that's not the case, is it?
No, it's not. If you ride a tandem, you can have a guide cyclist on the front of the tandem. And it's really an amazing experience still to hear the cheering crowds and to get down to Brighton Beach. And we absolutely would love everybody to take part.
And do you have a specific goal for what the money raised is going to be used for in particular?
So it will all go towards the British Heart Foundation research into heart and circulatory diseases, which includes stroke, vascular dementia, and their risk factors like type 2 diabetes. So we have loads of projects across the UK, and we're really hoping to help the 7 million people living with heart and circulatory diseases.
And obviously cycling is a way that sometimes you can combat these very conditions as well.
Exactly. No, it's perfect. It's brilliant for your health. It's a really low impact sport, so it's great for the joints as well. And it just keeps you fit and active and out in the fresh air.
So when are the events taking place then?
If you head to our website, bhf.org.uk/bikerides2019, you can find the list of all 16 bike rides that are happening up and down the country.
Fantastic. Emma Day from the British Heart Foundation, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.